The locals wanted to get a more structured group together, guided by the fire service. So we were just asking the fire service if they could look favourably at assisting us, setting up like a rapid response team for gorse fires, and give us a little bit of training and maybe help us out with a bit of equipment as well for future fires.
And what sort of response are you getting both from the fire service and the council itself as its managing authority?
All of the councillors in the Glenfield Municipal District appreciate all of the work that's been done by the fire service in the past, and particularly 2 years ago. So we really want to push this forward. Ultimately, it is down to the fire service. Obviously, they have their own regulations and stuff like that. So we did have our emergency response meeting there on Friday. I submitted in writing to them. I'm just awaiting a response for that. So hopefully I'll have that one in the next couple of days.
Presumably, issues such as insurance inevitably are going to have to be a factor in any discussion here. Do you believe that ultimately any issues like that can be overcome and any problems that may be in the way can be surmounted?
I would hope so, Norm, because I mean, without the local people, because I go back 2019, places like we had the Cashinor Hotel in Annagrey would have been burned to the ground without the local support those days. People just dropped everything and just ran with their own spades and shovels to where the fires were. But for the safety of these volunteers as well, we would like to have a more coordinated training or, you know, kind of guidance for these people. Ultimately, it is back to our own fire service, and I do appreciate that they are the professionals in this, and, you know, that there are, you know, probably implications and obligations that they have to fulfill as well.